on what is a Mormon. Every one of you need to get this. You need to get this. Because we have a man running for president who's a Mormon. That's not why I'm doing this. It's just so many people have been asking. And you need to know. We have the idea nowadays, even most churches, that, well, you know, he's a Baptist, he's a Methodist, he's a Presbyterian, he's a Mormon. It's really, there's not that much. You know, no, that's not true. That's not true. The Mormon church falls into a completely different category than Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Church of God, Assembly of God, Pentecostal, stuff like that. Those are basically, they believe the basic fundamentals of the faith. The Mormon church falls into the heading of what we call a cult. And you say, well, Brother Danny, are you saying that Mitt Romney's a member of a cult? I sure am. I'm not against the man. You know, you just flip a coin. I don't know what we're going to do. But I don't, nothing personal. Glenn Beck. Isn't Glenn Beck a Mormon? Ain't he a Mormon? Sean Hannity's Catholic, and Glenn Beck is a Mormon. That's right. Glenn Beck is a Mormon. He's got a lot of good teaching, a lot of good moral. He's straight on a lot of things. And I appreciate everything he says and does and believes it's right. Like Bob Jones Sr. used to say, it's never wrong to go down the right road any distance with any man. It's always wrong to go down the wrong road any distance with any man. In other words, if we're having a liquor fight here in Morganton and the Catholic priest is up here protesting, I'll protest right beside him. Where he's right, there's nothing wrong with cooperating. I doubt if he would be, but that's just illustration. It's never wrong to go down the right road any distance with any man. I'll go down the right road with an atheist if he's going the right way. But it's always wrong to go down the wrong road any distance with any man. So tonight, we're going to learn. Let me just name you off. I will preach on these one of these days. This is an old sermon. I'm just going to name you off 9 marks of a cult, and then I'm going to show you what the Mormon church believes, basically. All right. 9 marks of a cult. Here's the way you know a cult. Mormon, Jehovah Witness, Christian Science, groups like the Baha'i Faith, groups like this are what we call cults. All right. You want to write these down? Number 1, a cult always claims extra-biblical revelation. What does that mean? They always have somebody who says, God spoke to me, and this isn't according to the Bible, but God told me this, extra-biblical revelation. We as Christians do not accept or believe in extra-biblical revelation. We believe anything that somebody told you that's against this book, it wasn't God that told you that. I don't care if you've seen an angel in your bedroom. I don't care if Angel Moroni give you the baloney, brother. It's not according to the Word of God. Number 2, a cult always includes works for your salvation. There is no cult that believes you're saved by grace through faith alone. None of them. They all believe you have to live. I had 2 Mormons sitting in my living room one time, many, many years ago. And they were sitting, 2 young men, they rode their bicycles, you know, and they sat down, they always wore a white shirt and a tie, and they were sitting there, and I said, let me ask you something. If you boys died right now, are you positive you'd go to heaven? They said, no. I said, well, how do you know, how do you get to heaven? They said, well, as we continually comply with the wishes of Heavenly Father, we hope that we'll one day please Him. You know, they don't know. They're counting on their works. All cults believe in works as a part of their salvation. Number 3, as a result of that, number 3, they have an uncertain hope. None of them know where they're going when they die. They just hope it. Number 4, they have an earthly head. They have a man somewhere on this earth that's the big dog that calls the shots, that tells everybody what to do and what not to do. An earthly head. Like Herbert W. Armstrong. You remember him? And then Garner Ted Armstrong. And those guys, like that one big dude at the top. We don't have no such a thing. We don't have no headquarters. You know, as far as the world goes, Shining Light Baptist Church don't even exist. We're just an independent Baptist church. We just bought a building and started having church. We're a part of no denomination, nothing. We don't belong to nothing. That's the way churches are supposed to be. There's not a hierarchy in Nashville or in Memphis or in Atlanta that sends us orders on what we do and what we don't do. All right. Number 5, they claim special discoveries. They know stuff nobody else don't know. Number six, a denunciation of all others. They denounce every other religion as being false but their own. They're the only ones that's right. Number seven, they have a misuse of finances. There's always some crooked deals going on there somewhere. Number eight, they sell things on the street, almost without exception. Remember the Moonies? Y'all remember the Moonies? The Unification Church? Every airport, big city, you got these girls out selling flowers and cars and stuff. They're always selling stuff on the street. Christians witness out on the street and put out tracts and preach the gospel. Nine, the last one. They never major on scriptures that are aimed at Christians. They always base their beliefs in Ecclesiastes or somewhere, or Ezekiel, that has nothing to do with a Christian in the body of Christ, and twist it around like the soul that sinneth it shall die. Heard a woman call in on a TV talk show this week, and she said, they was having a talk show, and she said, what does that verse mean over there in Ecclesiastes where it said, when a person dies, the soul goes back to God? You say the soul goes to hell. It said the soul goes back to God. And the guys on there couldn't even answer your question. The answer to that question is, it don't say their soul goes back to God. It said the spirit goes to God who gave it. Your soul goes to heaven or hell. Your spirit goes to God who gave it, and your body goes to the grave. When a man dies, his body goes to the grave, his soul goes to heaven or hell, and his spirit goes to God who gave it. But people just cannot get it right. They just cannot get it straight. Cannot. I heard one say the other day. He said, now your works don't make you saved. Don't make you not saved. Don't make you saved. He said, works and your sins have nothing to do with it. You're saved by grace. But he said, now the Bible does say, neither drunkards nor fornicators nor idolaters nor shall inherit the kingdom of God. And so he said, if you do these things, you're not going to heaven. That ain't what the verse said. That verse didn't say if you do that, you ain't going to heaven. It said you have no inheritance in the kingdom. A Christian that don't live right have no inheritance in God's kingdom in the millennium. That's what it said. Don't get mad at me. I didn't write it. I just believe it and preach it. Now, you say, well, that means practice. That ain't what it said. If you are jealous of somebody, you ain't going to heaven. You better hope that don't mean what that said. What you think it said. Or you have pride or envy. So a Christian is not an idolater. He's a Christian who's practicing idolatry. A Christian is not a drunk. He's a Christian who backslid and got drunk. A Christian is not an adulterer. He's a Christian who backslid and committed adultery. But God deals with him, beats fire out of him, and he gets his heart right, and the Lord, he winds up getting home. Say, like I said, the old backslider goes up in the rapture, ricocheting off the planet. Bing, 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 bing. But he's going. If you're saved, God's going to get you home, brother. He's going to get you home. All right. Now I'm going to show you a little part of a video here tonight. And somebody get me those two lights over yonder, all the way down the choir lights, Tammy, and then just dim the rest of them. Far right, all the way down. There you go. There's one of them. There's two of them. And then the rest of them, just dim them a little bit. And you'll have to help me with the volume. The volume's not great on this, Brother Mike. But basically what they're saying is, now get these overhead ones here. Basically what they're saying is, that the main teaching of the Mormon Church, might as well get those house lights on just a little bit in case people's writing. The main teaching of the Mormon Church is, as man is, God once was. And as God is, man may become. They teach that God was once a man like us, and he rose to godhood, married his wife. They had spirit children. All right, these spirits are out here looking for a body to get in. And so they put Adam and Eve down here on this earth, and they start having bodies for those spirit children to inhabit. So when these spirit children come and a baby's born, that spirit comes in them, and you got this big old spirit getting in this little bitty baby, and that's why babies cry. Because it's uncomfortable. And they believe that every dedicated Mormon man, if he's dedicated and pleases Heavenly Father, has the potential to one day, rule over his own planet like God does this one, and that He'll inhabit it with His spirit children that He has with His celestial wives, plural. Joseph Smith had over 30. Brigham Young had 27 wives and 56 children. Now, they don't tell you that when they're talking about Mormons on TV. They'll never tell you none of this stuff. They make you think it's just like a Baptist. But they believe that Jesus and the devil were brothers, and they both had a plan to save the world, and the devil's plan was rejected, and Jesus was accepted, and he took a third of the angels and rebelled, and that's where demons come from. And that if you're a woman, you better do everything your husband wants you to, and your sister wives, you better learn how to get along with them real good too. Because if on the judgment day, your husband determines whether you come out of the grave or not. That's right. You better be good to him, girl. That sounds like a rigged up doctrine, don't it? My son's low down man. Say, you like that, brother? That sounds pretty good, huh? See, at the judgment, it'd be like at the judgment, Jeremy say, all right, is Michelle going to get to come up and have eternal life and go to heaven? Well, I don't know. I remember that time she smarted off to me. Just leave her laying there. Your husband can call you forth out of the grave or leave you there forever. If you're a Mormon woman, and you better hope he leaves you there forever, because you have one hope in heaven, being eternally pregnant. That's right. You stay pregnant forever and ever and ever, giving birth to spirit children to inhabit your world that you believe. You think I'm lying? I ain't. All right. Oink, oink. Where's he when I need him? All right, here we go. Watch this little documentary here. Make sure I got plenty of volume, Brother Mike.
I'd like to show it to you for a moment, if you don't mind.
Here's what they believe.
Mormonism teaches that trillions of planets scattered throughout the cosmos are ruled by countless gods who once were human like us. They say that long ago on one of these planets, to an unidentified god and one of his goddess wives, a spirit child named Elohim was conceived. This spirit child was later born to human parents who gave him a physical body. Through obedience to Mormon teaching and death and resurrection, he proved himself worthy and was elevated to godhood as his father before him. Mormons believe that Elohim is their heavenly father.
Now you gotta watch this. I'm gonna comment just a little bit all the way through this. That's all his wives. Spirit children.
Here, the god of Mormonism and his wives, through endless celestial sex, produced billions of spirit children. To decide their destiny, the head of the Mormon gods called a great heavenly council meeting. Both of Elohim's eldest sons were there. Lucifer and his brother Jesus. A plan was presented to build planet Earth, where the spirit children would be sent to take on mortal bodies and learn good from evil. Lucifer stood and made his bid for becoming savior of this new world. Wanting the glory for himself, he planned to force everyone to become gods. Opposing the idea, the Mormon Jesus suggested giving man his freedom of choice, as on other planets. The vote that followed approved the proposal of the Mormon Jesus, who would become savior of the planet Earth. Enraged, Lucifer cunningly convinced one-third of the spirits destined for Earth to fight with him in revolt.
That's where demons come from. He became the devil.
The devil and his followers, the demons.
And then sent to one this third world, of them.
They would forever be denied bodies of flesh and bone. Those who remain.
See, they never get to have a body. They just have to stay demons forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
This is the Mormon explanation for the Negro race.
Watch it.
The spirits that fought most valiantly against Lucifer would be born in the Mormon family.
They follow the devil, and they have to be demons forever and ever and ever. Don't get to have a body.
As the Mormon describes. Early Mormon prophets taught that Elohim and one of his goddess wives came to earth as Adam and Eve to start the human race. Thousands of years later, Elohim, in human form, journeyed to earth from the star-based core.
Elohim comes to visit Mary, calls her to become pregnant.
In order
watch
to provide
now. Jesus. Come, watch it. That's Mary.
Mormon apostle Orson Pratt taught that after Jesus Christ grew to manhood, he took at least three wives, Mary, Martha, and Mary Magdalene. Through these wives, the Mormon Jesus, for whom Joseph Smith claimed direct descent, supposedly fathered a number of children before he was crucified. According to the Book of Mormon, after his resurrection, Jesus came to the Americas to preach to the Indians, who the Mormons believe are really Israelites. Thus, the Jesus of Mormonism established his church in the Americas as he had in Palestine.
Now, I'll stop right there just a second. Most of you have heard that teaching, haven't you? Haven't you ever had them guys come to your house and they say that Jesus made a trip over here to America before he went back to heaven and preached the gospel to the Indians, and then the white guys come over here and they killed white guys and they're the real Israel because they were Jews to start with, which they are, kin to them, you know, Jewish, they're kin. And that's where Joseph Smith got the golden plate.
By the year 421 A.D., the dark-skinned Indian Israelites known as Lamanites, had destroyed all of the white Nephites in a number of great battles. The Nephites' records were supposedly written on golden plates and buried by Moroni, the last living Nephite in the hill Cumorah. 1,400 years later, a young treasure seeker named Joseph Smith, who was known for his tall tales, seemed to have uncovered these same gold plates near his home in upstate New York. He is now honored by Mormons as a prophet because he claimed to have had visions from the spirit world in which he was commanded to organize the Mormon church because all Christian creeds were an abomination. It was Joseph Smith who originated most of these peculiar doctrines which millions today believe to be true.
Book of Mormon, Pearl of Great Price.
By maintaining a rigid code of financial and moral requirements and through performing secret temple rituals for themselves and the dead, the Latter-day Saints hope to prove their worthiness and thus become gods. The Mormons teach that everyone must stand at the final judgment before Joseph Smith, the Mormon Jesus, and Elohim.
What about that?
Those Mormons who are sealed in the eternal marriage ceremony expect to become polygamous gods in the celestial kingdom, rule over other planets, and spawn new families throughout eternity. The Mormons thank God for Joseph Smith, who claimed that he had done more for us than any other man, including Jesus Christ.
What about that?
The Mormons believe that he died as a martyr, shed his blood for us, so that we too may become gods.
Okay,
space gods from Kolos.
We'll stop it right here.
Sounds like Von Däniken or Battlestar Galactica.
See if I can get this on here. Don't turn me off. He said that Joseph Smith had done more for us than anybody, including Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Okay, let me show you a few little quotes here, and then we're going to look at a few of these little quotes. This is the Masonic connection. You'd be surprised how... turn the volume down now, brother. I don't need this, just music. Real... There you go. Well, I'm down there a little bit. The Masonic connection between Mormonism and Masons is unbelievable. And all this stuff that I've been studying, like Satanism and Aleister Crowley, we're going to hear about him at the youth rally, and all this stuff, it all goes back to this Masonic Lodge stuff. I don't know if we have anybody in here in Masonic Lodge, and I'm not trying to be mean or ugly or nothing, but most of the guys who are in the Masons down at a lower level have no idea what the higher up teaches and believes. I know this would split churches all over this country if I said what I just now said. Because the deacons are Masons, the pastors are Masons, and it would split the whole church. But listen, Jesus said, in secret have I done nothing. And a Christian don't have no business blowing nothing where you got to keep secrets. We ain't got supposed to have nothing to hide, amen? And so, you want to do something good? People say, well, we do a lot of good. I tell you how you can do good. Get in the bus ministry. Get out there and reach some souls, keep them out of hell. I mean, it's all right to build a hospital and keep people when they get burned and stuff. That's good. You want to do something good, keep people out of hell, brother. Put your money on souls and buses and missionaries preaching the gospel. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in a battle. And this Masonic Lodge stuff, it shows up in rock music. It shows up in satanic teachings. This, the all-seeing eye, you see that Masonic handshake? You see that all-seeing eye? Remember when I preached about that on the One World Government? We're going to see that again at the youth rally. The all-seeing eye, it's on top of a dollar bill, on the back of your dollar bill. That's the all-seeing eye of the devil. And they're saying that even when they went to the moon, there's that holy underwear they wear. 24 hours a day. If you're privileged to go to the temple, and you're a temple Mormon, which not many of them are, you have to wear that 24 hours a day. When you take a shower, one foot has to be on it, the dirty one, and the other part touch the clean one and put it on. It can never, ever lose contact with your body if you're a dedicated Mormon. They get baptized to the dead. See the similarities between those fig leaf aprons and the Mason's aprons? Very, very similar. Albert Pike was like a 32nd degree Mason. Did you know the guys that went to the moon were Masons that we put on the moon? Yeah, I didn't know that. I was studying this the other day. When they landed on the moon, they had all kind of Masonic stuff involved in that. And NASA is the Masonic connection there. That's what Joseph Smith said. He said he officiated as Grand Chaplain at the Institution of the Nauvoo Lodge of Freemasons. The day was exceeding fine. All things were done in order, and universal satisfaction was manifested. In the evening, I received the first degree in Freemasonry in the Nauvoo Lodge, assembled by my general business office. Joseph Smith did not die a martyr like they try to tell you did. He was shot because somebody blowed up a building or something like that, and he shot a few people, died when he's 39 years old. And Brigham Young took over. BYU, Brigham Young University. You see the basketball team on TV and all that. Brigham Young, the second guy. Joseph Smith was shot, tried to give Masonic distress call. Is to know help for the widow's son. That's what he said as he was dying. It's a false doctrine. It's a cult. It's not Christian. And a lady that called me the other day, she said that she'd been talking to Mormons. She said they told her that the Book of Mormon goes right along with the Bible. That's not true. Contradicts the Bible. Mormons believe that God was once a man, and that he is a polygamist, has many wives, and lives near a star named Kolob. We will see some interesting quotes from Mormon leaders. God himself was once as we are now, and is an exalted man, and sits enthroned in yonder heavens. I say, if you were to see him today, you would see him like a man in form. That's not what Jesus said. He said God is spirit. Jesus said God's a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Jesus Christ is God's body in the flesh. God the Father is a spirit. And all the image of the, and thus there be the reckoning of the time of the planet above another, until thou come nigh unto Kolob, which Kolob is after the reckoning of the Lord's time, which Kolob is set nigh unto the throne of God to govern all those planets which belong to the same border as that which upon thou standest. That's how the pearl of great price. Joseph Smith wrote that God is in a planet close to a star named Kolob. The Bible said he made them planets. He created them planets. He don't live there. He lives in heaven, brother. The third heaven. All right. Give me some light back there. I'm going to stop right there. We won't have time to keep going here very far tonight. I don't want to... I don't want to not give that middle one, that middle round one there. There you go. That's it. Somebody got a question right now. I don't know all the answers. I'm not a genius on this. But anybody got a question right quick before we say anything else? I know one question. The question is, does the Mormon church today still believe what they believed then? Now, here's what I think. I think they've adjusted their teaching on polygamy because it's illegal in this country. But the basic, the real hardcore LDS people like Warren Jeffs, that guy they put in prison here the other day, and all them, still believe the old original doctrine. And if the truth is known, the basic core of the Mormon church still believes it's okay to be married to several women at a time. That's polygamy, when you're married to different people at the same time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. Money and sexually. It's always that old sin always works its way in there somewhere. Figure out a way to get to sin. Let's figure out a way to get to sin and make it be right. That's what they're doing. God told us this. Yeah. That's right. That's right. The Gnostics. Yeah. Y'all have heard of that Gnosticism, not the Gnostics. Everybody in here ought to watch that video I gave her. I gave it to her because some of her kids in school. It's a little old boy from Texas. And Tim said he's a black brother Danny. He's preaching on hip-hop. And I'm telling you, he's got it nailed down good, ain't he? I want y'all to look at that. Watch that little video. He's good. He's called. His name's Craig Lewis. And I mean, he nails it. He nails it. Everybody here, all these teenagers ought to have to watch his videos. He talks about spirits. When you listen to rock music and rap music, there's literally spirits come in your room and mess with you at night. And I believe that. I believe it. Just like you play Amazing Grace in here, and the Holy Spirit will come in here. And you start playing rap music, a demon spirit will get around you, boy. You mess with something more powerful than you realize. And that's why you like it so good. Anybody else, right quick?
I've heard, and I don't know how true it is, but I've heard that Mormons believe that whenever you die, that the only way that you really go to hell is if you like denounce Jesus Christ to your faith.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Does anybody know the answer to that?
There's a girl on Haley's basketball team that's Mormon, and that's what she said.
She said what now? Yeah. As long as you do okay. Yeah. Is that what she was going to say, bro?
Yeah. You remember them two that come over to the old church to talk to you, and I ended up having to talk to them.
Yeah.
They were to explain that too. There's different heavens, right? There's like terrestrial heaven, celestial, and there's like a third one. And basically, the worst thing can happen to you is not hell, it's the lowest heaven. I mean, maybe you could go to hell if you just outright deny the Lord, like they're saying, but basically, like us. They don't even think we're going to hell. We would just go to
the
lowest heaven
because
we're, you know,
not going to accept. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, at least we get in if they're right.
What do they tell you if you deny Jesus?
I'm just kidding.
If you deny Joseph Smith, it ain't really Jesus that you have to deny. If you deny Joseph Smith, that's when you go to hell.
I wouldn't doubt
it. Born in the furniture factory, and he always told me that the Book of Mormon was closer, but every day he'd sit and read the King James Bible during break. And I asked him, I said, well, if the Book of Mormon's closer, why don't you read that? And he said, I couldn't talk to nobody about it. He couldn't push Mormonism over on the people that would work with him.
He's a backslid Mormon.
He sat and reading the Book of Mormon, and so he used the Bible. He'd read it every day.
What do they say when they come to your house? They don't say we're Mormons. They say, hi, we're out helping people study the Bible or something like that. You know, to make you think they're Baptist or something. Anybody else? Who had their hand raised? I thought I saw another hand.
I want to make a comment on the Masonic Lodge. One thing needs to be said too is that the highest degrees of the lodge teach that Lucifer is God. And why more Christians will be a part of that is beyond me.
They don't know it. I guarantee they don't know it. I've a friend of mine in Nebo, He told me one day, he said, "Danny," he said, "what do you think about the Masons?" And I said, "Man, you don't need." He said, "They always get businessmen, men that are making pretty good money, and you know, if you have a position, if you're a policeman, if you have a good job, and they say," he said, "they approach me and they want me to join, and they talk about all the good they do." And I said, "Brother, just get in your church." And you know what he said? He said, "Well, the first thing they told me is we believe in God." And I said, "Well, tell them about Jesus Christ. There's a difference between somebody saying we believe in God and saying we believe Jesus Christ is the only way to God. From what I'm told, you can't even pray in the name of Jesus in a Masonic lodge. Because everybody believes in God, but that sets you apart from every other religion through Jesus Christ." That's the inflammatory word right there, Jesus Christ. You go out all day and say, "I believe in God." But when you say through Jesus Christ, everybody flips out. Because he that denieth the Son, if you don't believe the Son, you don't have the Father. Anybody else, right quick? We're getting in so deep we'll never get out. I've got a bunch of notes here that I was going to give you, but we're just about out of time. Anybody else, right quick? I don't know. I didn't know they had a catechism. I didn't. Catholics have the seven-step catechism, but I didn't know Mormons did. Maybe they do. Maybe they do. Is anybody here was ever a Mormon? Is anybody? Was you was, Alicia? You wasn't a Mormon. When was you? Are you serious? I did not know that. Uh-huh. Your mom? What? Allow me. Well, I know, y'all know Diane, I don't know her last name. What is it? Y'all know Jennifer's mother, Diane. I'm going to say Leverett. It's not Leverett. It's R, big R's. That was big R's last name. Whatever it is. Hollifield. Diane Hollifield. I'm sorry. Diane has been baptized over 150 times because they're baptized for the dead. They're baptized in the place. Don't understand 1 Corinthians 15 where it said, "Else what shall they do that are baptized for the dead?" They've been baptized for Hitler and Mussolini and Bloody Mary and everybody that's ever lived to get them out of whatever they're in, purgatory or limbo or hell or wherever they're at. And they, you get baptized for the dead. I like, Dr. Ruckman's teaching on that Romans, and he's talking about a baby. Think about this. People that believe babies, if a baby dies a week old, that baby ain't sinned. He ain't sinned, but he ain't been saved. So where does he go? He goes to heaven. And they're always worried about doing something for that baby. They get baptized for that baby. That's imputed righteousness. And they say, "But we got to get baptized for him. We got to get baptized for him." Well, if you believe you can get baptized and it's imputed to that baby, why couldn't you believe that Jesus' death on the cross would automatically be imputed to that baby? Amen. Who didn't have the knowledge of good and evil? Anybody else? Right quick. We're done. Them kids will be climbing the walls back there. We'll take just one more right quick. Anybody else? Now, we've had some requests to go back into that one world government stuff, and I'm going to try to, but we might ought to finish this next week. I am not... This is not an attack on Governor Romney, really. I mean, Newt Gingrich is a Catholic, and Rick Santorum, what is he? He Catholic too? Huh? Gingrich is a Baptist? You sure about that? Is he really? I didn't know that. Ron Paul, he's an independent fundamental. Yeah, I figured he was. But he ain't got a chance. He ain't got a chance. I know there's a friend of mine that fusses at me and said, "We're going to vote for Ron Paul." I said, "You just vote for Obama. If you vote for Ron Paul, you're voting for Obama. That's what you're doing." I can win as quick as he could. No chance. I wish I was wrong. But anyway, don't waste your vote. Amen. You got two choices, bad and worse. That's it. That's our choice, bad and worse. Terrible and more terrible.